Blog Talk Radio.
Title and all that. You know how I always do. I put the title up and stuff. But I just wanted to come on because, you know, some of y'all that wrote me about Beyonce's country album. Y'all wanted me to tell y'all what I thought of it and everything. So tonight I'm going to do some kind of try to get some news things in. But I'm hoping. Y'all know how I be saying. I say it won't be a long show. I didn't turn into one. But, y'all, we'll see what's up, okay? So, listen, oh, my goodness, how's my week been? Been really good. Back to my workouts. Yes, yes, give me love. Listen, let me tell y'all something, okay? I'm starting back to work, and then I got to start working on my, you know, my food and stuff like that. Just chow your, I told y'all I've been drinking and eating everything. So I started back, I'm trying to get my food stuff together. Listen, because I got to be cute. I got to be cute this summer. Cincinnati Fest coming. And then, did we talk about it? Did I say something about this? Wait a minute. We have it. Oh, smack. We have it with live since Maxwell. Did we talk about this last time? I can't remember. Did Maxwell announce the Serenade tour? What? Did I already talk about that? Y'all know how I be talking about Maxwell. Did I already talk about the Serenade tour? Yes, I did. I think I did. I did last week, didn't I? Okay, yeah. So you got the Serenade tour. I laugh every time I think about it, okay? So, yeah, that coming up. Listen, in the fall, child. Okay? That can be cute. So I'm like, listen, I got to start back and we work out playing. We got to quit playing out here in these streets. But, y'all, listen, it's been a really good week so far. It just started, though. My weekend was great. My weekend was nice. I'm trying to think of what is exciting to tell y'all. I don't have an It's a Word today, so I'm sorry for y'all. I hope y'all had a wonderful Easter. I had a great Easter. It was fun. Resurrection Sunday. I hope y'all had a good one. Oh, my goodness. It was so funny because early morning I called my grandparents and they was on their way to church. They so funny. So I'm like, what y'all doing? They're like, we going to church. So yeah, because my grandparents, they real active still in their late 80s. My grandfather still drives and everything. And so it's so fun to be listening to them. Like how they get up and they be playing it and everything. I love it. It's crazy. I'll be so thankful. I'll be like, God, I'm so thankful that I got my grandparents. They just a blessing. But they too funny, boy. They had me cracking up about that. They little Easter Sunday, how they moving and getting up to go to church, okay? So it's just, you know, too much, okay? But what else I got? The Serenade, we already talked about Serenade too. Maxwell and the Staring Nature, and what else is new? I don't know. We got to talk about when I get back. I guess I'll go on a break, and then we'll come back, and we'll hit up this Beyonce country. No, first we got to talk about Donald Trump securing his money that they didn't think he was going to secure. Ah, oh, they mad. Oh, they probably real mad. They probably mad. The powers that be. The media. All of them, they mad. Trump, every time, Trump is like, every time they try to get him, he's like, nope. They try to do the Fannie Willis stuff, and what happened? It turned all the way over. Oh, my God, Fannie's still trying to have a trial. What's the hell think she going to have? Oh, my God. Like, it's, you know, listen, it's going to, it's a, that's good. This is, this election year is going to be really a good one. It's going to be fun to watch. All right, so we're going to talk about that. We got to talk about Diddy out in these streets. Okay, see, this is what Yvette Carnell and Antonio Moore have been talking about, called the decadent veil. But listen, we was talking about this stuff on my show years ago about how celebrities are not what they all seem to be. Diddy got like a mortgage with like mortgage to the hill, like 100. See, but y'all be thinking something. Celebrity culture has made you feel certain ways about yourself and certain things when you, and it's a lot of it is illusion. So we're gonna talk about that and a little bit about how he's has this house all mortgaged up and everything like that. We're gonna talk about Lizzo quitting, child. Okay. She about to do, what's her name? What's the other girl's name? Ori Lennox. Okay. She want to go to the, she might want to go to, she want to go and sing at the local club and all that. We'll talk about all that when we get back. I'm trying to think what else. We got so much. Oh, and then 50 Cent trolling his baby mama. Listen, let me tell you something. What you don't want to mess with, there's two things you don't want to mess with. Two things in your life, ladies. A petty Gemini and a petty Cancer. Oh, like 50 Cent is a petty Cancer. Like he trolls like it's just if the breakup is bad, just know it's gone. You gonna be trolled. The only one that could handle him was Vivica Fox. She did. She handled him readily. She was handling him readily. But the petty Cancers, oh my goodness. And then petty Gemini's Kanye West. Okay, like, he, you know how he would do with Kim every now and then? He just start trolling Kim for no reason. Like, they've been done forever. And he's just like a forever troll. Gemini's won't do that. They will forever troll. If they mad. They will forever troll you. They will forever troll you. They'll troll you with their energy. Kanye be doing that to her. Because I'd be like, look at him prouncing up. Putting this girl out here. This is nothing but to get under people's skin, and especially hers, okay? So, yeah, that's the worst. So we're going to talk about Kanye's, 50 Cent's mom, baby mama, done made this Cancer get all petty, okay? So we got to talk about that and a whole lot more. But meanwhile, we'll play a little bit of music. I don't know what I'm going to play for y'all, because, child, I wasn't prepared. I didn't put I didn't put the country, any of Beyonce's country stuff, because you know what? I wasn't planning on coming on. But we'll start off with Edgy Stone, Bad Habits. This is the CC Show. I'm Carlotta. I'll be back in a minute.
Hey.
Okay.
Late night, and I decided to come on and talk to y'all about some different hot topics real quick. Let's start off with, so what did I want to start off? Oh, first of all, I want to say this. Rest in peace to Lou Gossett Jr. Oh, my God. He was 87 years old. I mean, just a wonderful, wonderful body of work that he leaves behind, and just really, I mean, what he seemed like such a really really kind person. I know he's in a lot of Christian films. I think, what was it, Left Behind, where he played the president in Left Behind, I think that was Lou Gossett in Left Behind. And he's just been in so many great things. And he did so much great TV. He was a special guest on so many old TV series and stuff like that. So, and he kind of had a resurgence in his career as an older person the last few years and stuff like that. So, prayers to his family, and I mean, what a wonderful body of work there, okay? And he's the first black man, I think, to win the Best Supporting Actor Oscar, I think. Yep. So, yes. All right. Lou Gossett Jr. All right, so now we're going to get on with this news. Trump said he is Teflon Don out in these streets. Okay. Court agrees to pause collection of Trump's massive civil fraud judgment if he puts up $175 million. A New York appeals court on Monday agreed to hold off collection of a former President Donald Trump's more than $450 million civil fraud judgment if he puts up $175 million within 10 days. If Trump does, it will stop the clock on collection and prevent the state from seizing the presumptive Republican presidential nominee's assets while he appeals. The appeals court also halted other aspects of a trial judge's ruling that have barred Trump and his son Eric Trump and Donald Trump Jr., the family company's executive vice president, from serving in corporate leadership for several years. In all, the order was a significant victory for the Republican ex-president as he defends the real estate empire that vaulted him into public life. The development came just before the New York Attorney General Letitia James, a Democrat, was expected to initiate efforts to collect the judgment. Now, let me just say this, and I'll say this for black people, especially Letitia, Fannie Willis, and all y'all. Listen, let me tell y'all something. I know the Democrats and stuff have been promising stuff, people stuff, but they turned Fannie Willis' life over, okay? And I don't think that, I think she ain't even seen half of probably what's going to come. And Letitia James, they're going to do the same. And the Democrats going to scatter skedaddle out and leave you hanging out in the cold. Y'all trying to play all these political games for the Democrats. The best thing to do is to not fight for either party, but to fight for black people in politics. And y'all out there, y'all just doing the most. And you can tell that this whole thing against Trump is political. It really scares me about the United States because, you know, the one thing is, I mean, nobody is above the law, but we can clearly see this is a political thing. We can really clearly see, Biden's over there with a whole bunch of questionable stuff, and nobody's went after him. We've seen George W. Bush and Dick Cheney them do all kind of crazy shit. Nobody, including people say alleged war crimes, allegedly. And nobody went in. But Donald Trump, ooh, you can tell. Oh, my God, it is political. Listen, that is scary. okay, because in the United States you're not supposed to be able, press and everything is not supposed to be so bought off to the point, we no longer, I mean, I don't know if we ever did, but we no longer, we're now at a point where there is no such thing as freedom of press, and we're at a point in the press where, I don't know, where we can't really trust them. They all have political ideology. News is now pundits. Like, news people are doing what I'm doing, giving their opinions all the time. When there's no longer a straight news show. You know, when we were kids, you could have, people had straight news shows where they didn't have no opinions, none. They just give you the news and let you dissect it. But this is not what's happening nowadays with the major networks. And the scary part of it is that people can lean into one group and drive it. I mean, it's a very scary, it's not really scary. It's, you know, it's scary, but I know it has to happen because of just the world we live in. You know, but this is a political, definitely a political witch hunt against Donald Trump. So much so that Stephen A. even said something about it the other. Stephen A. Smith, who's a Democrat, said that. So, you know, even talked about that. So, that, he even talked about it being him thinking it's gone too far with Democrats. And the problem is Donald Trump is winning. Instead of you guys arguing the issues and stuff like that, he's ahead in the polls. Just crazy, okay? Crazy for y'all, okay? But I ain't surprised because, here's what a lot of black people think. What we've kind of done in our mind is said, okay, if you have one party that's nicer about racism, they're still racist, but they're nicer, and you have another party who's more straight up, we run from the more straight up party and we side still with racists. Like, we still side, like, people, I said, we really don't know the history. Y'all really got to look up the history of Joe Biden. Because it's just so funny. Remember Kamala Harris, when she was arguing with him on stage, when she was running against him, and she talked about the segregation, bus boycott. That's why here's what I'll say on this. I mean, as black people in America, I lean sometimes conservative. I think most black people do. They just don't know social-wise. But then some policies, because of what we had, we might lean more liberal on certain policies and certain things and stuff like that. But for the most part, I consider myself an independent. I don't like either party. But I do, what I've always explained on here, I do like some things that Trump did in a previous administration. That doesn't mean I don't know what second one will be like. There's some things I don't like. But what I do believe black people should always stand for is black people and helping our cause, especially black Americans, what we've been going through in our own country. So, yeah, so very interesting. All right, so Candace Owens, y'all been talking about Candace going around here. And you know what, listen, let me just say this. Candace Owens, I could tell when she was on the Breakfast Club that Candace is definitely in the midst of reinventing herself. Candace used to be very, and maybe she's misunderstood, but to me she's always been, it's not that people couldn't agree with some of her points that she was making or her ideas, but the problem is that she has never had a lot of empathy to me or sympathy for what black people in America have been through. And so it's very interesting that now she's going around and she's kind of saying something different. I think what she's figured, because black people are starting to, there's a lot of black people in this election that are coming to the middle, you know what I'm saying, and starting to not look at Biden and stuff like that and looking more at other alternatives like Trump and things like that. And I think Candace realized that, but she realizes her brand can't sound excuse me, hardcore towards unwelcoming to black people. So I do believe there's a change. But there's an interesting article in the Griot. It says, Candace Owens is attempting to rebrand herself and black people shouldn't fall for it. This is an opinion piece. It says, I don't like Candace Owens. I feel like it's important for me to say that before I type out the rest of this column because I want to be honest and upfront about my skepticism where she's concerned. I have always viewed Candace Owens as someone who's very dangerous for black people, much like Jason Whitlock. She's willing to put a black face in front of all the anti-black rhetoric some white people wish they could spew without catching flack for it. Now, I do believe that Candace has done that in some of her views, and Jason does that from time to time in some of his views. People try to be more salacious. But some of their stances, and a lot of, see, here's what's happening. A lot of black Democrats have sold their soul to, because, you know, for the hope, just the hope that Democrats will put, you know, will put black people on, and now they don't even do, now they've gone so far off the map, a lot of, not all black Democrats, but a lot of black leaders in the Democratic Party have gone so far off the map to me now that they not even working for black folks no more. And they think that's to help the black Americans. We like, huh, it's crazy. So they've sold their soul a little bit. They don't realize that they're just as bad as what you're doing is what Candace Owens is doing. Okay, you just trying to convince black people that the Democrats is their friends. And I say, black people, we ain't got no friends. And we start thinking like that, well, we'll be one of the most powerful voting blocks in America. No friends. We vote not on friendship, not on you coming to kiss babies, even though we're going to make you do all that stuff. But we don't come in, we don't vote for you that. We vote for what we can get. That's how it should be. But he said, Candace Owens is anti-black, and what makes it so egregious is she wasn't always like this. She, like Whitlock, seemingly realized there was money to be made in being black spokesperson for white people's anti-blackness. So she just like there is money to be made in being the black spokesperson for white people's anti-blackness in the Democratic Party, because a lot of you are and don't realize it because you think you're supporting the nicer version of racism that is not racist, but it is even more so, even more evil and sneaky and terrible. That's worse than what Candace is doing, because at least they straight up about whatever they going, whatever racism is over there. But Democrats, ooh. You know, here's the nastiness of Democrats. Not all the leader over the Democratic Party. It reminds me of the lady who started Planned Parenthood. What was her name? Let me look it up. Margaret Sanger, I believe. Margaret Sanger, if you look up her things about her, she was a racist. She was a racist. She's the pioneer for contraception, Planned Parenthood. But one of the things she was a lot of people believe that she was a eugenist. She and here's an article from USA Today. Let me see if I can pull it up. Remove, and this is a thing, opinion contributor. It says, remove statues of Margaret Sanger, Planned Parenthood, who had found a tie to eugenics and racism. Margaret Sanger, in promoting birth control, she advanced a controversial Negro project, wrote in her autobiography about speaking to Ku Klux Klan group, and advocated for a eugenics approach to breeding, for the gradual suppression, elimination, and eventual extinction of defective stocks, those human weeds which threaten the blooming of the finest flowers of American civilization, okay? Sanger urged him to get over his reluctance to hire in 1939, Letter, Dr. C.J. Gamble, a singer, urged him to get over a reluctance to hire a full-time Negro physician, as the colored Negroes can get closer to their own members and more or less lay their cards on the table, which means their ignorance, superstitions, and doubts. Like the abortion lobby today, Sanger urged Dr. Gamble to enlist the help of spiritual leaders to justify their deadly working. It's what the Democrats do now. They have a lot of churches in their pocket, but they promote things that are anti-church a lot of times, too. It says, we do not want to, the word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population, and the minister is the man who can straighten out that idea of if it ever occurs to any of their more rebellious members. So their reason for hiring, and Malcolm X always knew this. Malcolm X said the Democrats was foxes. Well, he because one would be nice to you and the other wouldn't. You know, and we got to get out of just thinking either one is nice. Neither one of them is nobody. Nobody's for you. And so Margaret Sanger, a lot of times what we're seeing is the Democrat Party, to me, practices a lot of Margaret Sanger-isms, where they, okay, well, if we have a black leader, I'll tell them that, but we'll do this, but we'll never do anything for them. Or we'll pacify them, we'll be nice to them, but never do anything for them. Margaret Sanger even said, they said one of her quotes was that she believed that that people must befriend, white people must befriend black people to destroy them. So, you know, I just feel that's the whole Democratic Party thing. And that article is from U.S. Today to USA Today back in 2020. But it's true. I mean, you know, sometimes we don't recognize, you know, the fly people, the fly foxes, who are the most dangerous. And that, to me, is kind of the Democratic Party right now. So, very interesting. Let's go. Let's see what's next about what they have to say about Candace. I don't feel like she's no dangerous than some of these Democratic capers, okay? So that's what I'll say on that note. All right, so listen, Tasha K, I'm surprised this haven't gone viral yet. Tasha K interviewed Bobby Brown's sister and her son, revealed some wild stories about Bobby and Whitney from fights and drugs and more. But the real thing, I'm going to let y'all hear a little bit of it, fair use, but I'm going to let y'all hear a little bit of this from Tasha K's, Unwind with Tasha K, where they're talking about Bobby. And the interview, I believe, is already dropped on TashaK.com if you want to see the full interview. But let's take a listen.
You ready? Now, I ain't going to lie. Like, I love Bobby Brown. You and Bobby, how close were y'all?
Very close.
What was it like living with Whitney?
It was fun.
You smoke crack with Whitney Houston?
That's pretty silly. You don't know that?
We only know Bobby and Whitney. Girl. And every time he's sitting down, he talks about Whitney. And I'm like, how as a new wife do you deal with this? Like,
that's why I hit that bitch from the bottom.
And it dwindled down to, you know, some people that...
It dwindled down to my brother touching three of my...
Who? Bobby?
Yes.
Sure, but...
Yes.
But, you know.
Yes. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I can't hold it no more.
Yeah, now I don't know what she's talking about. She's about trying to get, they trying to, now sounds like to me that they trying to, Me Too Bobby, okay, talking about T Touch three of her daughters. Now that's his sister on there. So wow. So I was kind of shocked. I was like, whoa. And if you guys know anything about if y'all ever watch B and Bobby Brown, which is my favorite reality show of all time, listen, I'm going to tell y'all. If they release B and Bobby Brown today on something, I would go buy it. B and Bobby Brown, that short reality show, I've said it on here time and time again. My friend used to be like, I have not gonna watch. I'd be having my friend watch it. She'd be feeling guilty. But it was, it showed so much about Whitney Houston. Her and Bobby. And, you know, the thing wasn't being Bobby Brown. They wasn't expecting Whitney to be on there that much. She decided she wanted to be on there a whole lot. And that's how they got so much footage. And that's where you get the great stuff, like, shut up, you know, she just, oh, hell to the dog. Oh, my God. It was great. My favorite is they were singing Christmas carols. No, and then there's one, but Bobby, what you know what I'm saying this is for is because what you know about, if you watch that and you know anything about when Bobby and Whitney's two was together, Bobby Brown's family was around all the time. Okay, all the time, all right? So, allegedly, that's what people would say. People say that that was known, and even on the reality show, they was always, it was more, you saw the Brown family, Bobby's kids, everything, okay? Now, I got to go over to TashaK.com and hear what the rest of this is about, because I'm like, what? I was shocked when I heard her say that. I'm like, seriously? Like, what does that mean? Y'all ain't about to meet too, Bobby. I'm about to go see my Bobby at whatchamacallit festival. Are y'all serious? What? So it's going to be interesting to hear what that's about, okay? But I think the rumors were that Bobby tried to stop this interview. I don't know, but here's what I'll say about Bobby Brown and the current wife. What's her name? I forget her name. Oh, I forget her name. Listen, and I know she said one time she didn't like people bringing up Whitney and so she was a new wife. No, ma'am, that's always going to be because that was such an iconic moment in time. Not that they was good for each other, but it was iconic to watch. And so you're going to Whitney, it's something like I would be, you know, Whitney is always going to be associated with Bobby, okay? And they had a child together, everything, that whole thing. Even though it ended in such tragedy, the story of Bobby and Whitney Houston, in my personal opinion, is not a nice one. It's a one filled with lessons. You know? Man, a very sad story. I was talking to Sidebar. I was talking to a friend tonight. And we were talking about, you know, the entertainment business and all the occultic stuff and everything that goes on in the entertainment business and all this stuff. But I was telling you, we were talking about, you know, sometimes people being able to see things and stuff like that. And so we were talking about the whole Whitney, I mean, Bobby thing or whatever. But I remember years ago, I had went to a concert. This is just a sidebar. I don't know why I'm telling y'all this. And I have I see things. Sometimes I don't. You know, it is what it is. But when I remember going to this concert, Bobby was, it was New Edition. New Edition was coming back on tours when Diddy did produce that album. It was like, give me your name and your number because we're going to get hot. We're going to get something tonight. I forget what the name. It was when that was out, okay? So I went with a bunch of friends in D.C., Washington, D.C., to see Bobby Brown. And Bobby Brown was on toe up on stage, okay? But I had a moment in the concert. I seldom sometimes. Sometimes things like this will happen for me. Sometimes they won't. And I had a vision right when I was in the concert. And I remember telling my friend. And my friend reminded me when Whitney Houston passed. I had a vision that I saw some people standing around the graves, and I said, one of them ain't going to make it. This was back in the day, like early 2000, whenever that tour was. It was past, it was, and my girlfriend, I remember when it happened, when Whitney passed, my girlfriend called me up, and she said, you remember what you told me at the New Edition? I said, oh, my God, I forgot about it. But that's why it's sad, because it was, it's, you knew it was a train wreck you was watching, that you knew something wasn't going to happen. You didn't really have to have no vision like me, but you knew, you could just see, this ain't going to end well, right? And so, you know, and fortunately, you know, Bobby got out of it ahead of time, and Whitney, you know, was left, and, you know, and she never recovered from her thing. But I will say this about Bobby Brown, the current wife that he is with. If y'all didn't see his new reality show, I don't even know if it still come on TV or A&E, but I saw it like last year or year before last or something. Shout out to her because, listen, my personal opinion from what I see of her, you know, she seems like she got him together, okay? Something that Whitney couldn't do. Something I don't like. It doesn't seem tragic. You know what I'm saying? It seems like she's good for him. You know, a stabilizing force. And so I don't think Whitney was that for him. You know, that Leo and Aquarius was a lot. Okay? So, yeah, I was like, hey, you know, might have been a lot of passion there, but a lot of hidden stuff and everything like that. So, yeah, so it doesn't surprise me when I hear this and probably them not liking her because Whitney was more down home than people give. Now, the girl he's with now seems a little bit more, I forget her name too, but she seems a little bit more reserved and stuff like that. But Whitney was a down home kind of girl, even though Whitney appeared very classy and astute and very bourgeoisie. Whitney was like, too, right? So I think that may be the difference, you know, and she sets boundaries. I'm just going to say, this is just my personal opinion, and listening to Bobby's sister and his family and stuff, maybe what's going on is that from what I see of Bobby's new wife, she may set boundaries where Whitney probably did not. And a lot of his family was around during those years, okay, where, you know, this girl seems like she sets boundaries to, like, hey, this is not good for him. I'm not going to have him, you know, I'm not going to have him all around. And that's good. It keeps him healthy and stable and stuff like that. And, you know, it doesn't end in tragedy. Okay? So, yeah, very interesting, very interesting. That's going to be on TasaK.com for that full interview of Bobby Brown's with Bobby Brown's family, okay? Let me see, what else I want to talk to y'all about. Okay, they're talking about panic in Haiti's capital as wild shooting fills streets. It says Port-au-Prince, panic set in around downtown Port-au-Prince on Monday has wild shooting filled the streets of Haiti's capital with heavy gunfire approaching the National Palace. Reuters saw civilians rush to escape gunfire in the capital, where rival gangs are vying for control of turf while the state remains largely absent. Lord have mercy. 3 weeks after Prime Minister Ariel Henry announced his resignation with no successors in place, gunmen seized an armored vehicle from palace guards in the center of the city. Meanwhile, 4 more people were found dead on Monday in the capital's relatively upscale Pétionville suburb. I don't know if I'm saying that right. I'm probably butchering that. Which has been threatened by gangs. At least one other person was shot dead amid fighting in the capital's Delmas district. Media also reported a large industrial park had been set on fire 3 days before. Out of control. I already said my piece a couple of weeks ago about this, about where the spirit of Toussaint, but let me just say this, okay? Sometimes upheavals and revolutions and stuff come, and it's not really, because they have this constantly. It's just a lot of unstable energy in Haiti. And it's been a little bit from, over the years, the international community interfering, trying to do stuff and everything, taking advantage of all kinds of things. Unfortunately, the people are so shooken up. I don't know. I mean, how does the first Black Republic end up like this? And we can blame the international community for its exploitation and all kinds of things. But when every now and then, even when you've been overly exploited, you got to look yourself. You have to say, damn, what the hell are we doing? Like black people in America, we look at self all the time. We always have self-critical moments. Haiti may need to have self-evaluation. And why the fuck can we just not get it right? I mean, really. What is it that's going on that we can't get it right? I've heard all kind of dissertations. I've heard about families ruling from America. I'm like, how the fuck y'all gonna let somebody rule from America? Rich families and stuff like that. Really? While y'all over there fighting and everything, they over there, they living comfortably. Don't make no sense. I've heard all kind of excuses, but there comes a point to not run nowhere else, but everybody look at themselves. Some self-healing. Some repentance. I don't know. But it's sad, man. It's sad. You're the first black republic. Kick the French's ass. What are y'all doing? Now y'all just imploding.
Prayers for the people that are there. And hopefully my prayer for them is that they become strong within themselves and get some discernment about what part they play, so you can quit playing the part. We know what part internationally people done play. What can you do to save your place? It's wild. Diddy owes nearly $100 million in mortgage debt on lavish homes. Diddy's Homeland Security, this is from thenews.com. It says Diddy's Homeland Security raids uncover eight mortgages on opulent Los Angeles and Miami homes. Diddy, the renowned rapper and entrepreneur, has reportedly secured a staggering $140 million from multiple banks to finance his opulent property portfolio, fueling speculation about the true extent of his purported $1 billion fortune. I have told y'all this time and time again about Forbes and all them estimates and all that. I done told y'all a lot of people y'all think is billionaires, even though I'll play on here and say, you talk about the billionaire, oh, he got $1 million. But I know, and I've talked about it on here before, how, like, a lot of times people are asset rich or they not. Look, Beyonce, remember, we just read a couple of months ago, Beyonce couldn't pay that $2 million tax debt. Now, I don't know why she wasn't paying that $2 million tax debt, but I know shortly after that, she went slinging hair products. Now she's slinging country music. So you don't know what these people got, okay? And especially in the day and time, I mean, you know, they was having problems in the days when records sold. Can you imagine today? Man, it's real talk out here. You had to be on tour like all the time. Again, that's where you get the money at. Jeez. I mean, it's crazy, okay? But it says the loan amount potentially sets the record for the largest home loan ever taken out by a Hollywood personality. Wow. The 54-year-old mogul has relied on several mortgages to acquire three luxurious mansions across Los Angeles and Miami. On Monday, Homeland Security conducted raids on all three of his properties and mounting lawsuits alleging sexual harassment and rape. Agents thoroughly searched the residence, seizing boxes and bags of potential evidence. One substantial loan amounting to $23 million must be settled by 2029. In 2022, Forbes provided an estimate suggesting he possessed a net worth of $1 billion despite his financial complexities. Isn't that crazy? And because one of the reasons, you know, I remember years ago, I thought he was one of the ones who owned his own, who owned Ciroc years ago until I started looking. And I talked to y'all about it on this show. And I said, when I found, I said, no, it's a brand company that owns. And I kept telling y'all these are product placement people, brand managers, to get you to like a certain lifestyle or live a certain lifestyle. It's like the other day, who was it that was on? Cardi B. Something she was talking about. She had some expensive purse or something like that. And then she started talking about, she made a song or something. She's talking about a coach. And people started going out to my girl, I like my coach and everything like that. And then she went to the coach to buy a coach bag or whatever. And she was talking about all these high-end purses like Birkin and stuff like that. You know, if you ever seen, it's a lot of money for, you know, those same purses. I mean, you buy probably name. My ass still carry my coach bag. Shit, I'm not going to, I care. I buy coaches all the time. I buy coaches. I don't want to pay for Chanel and shit. Just, you know how much that is? Shit, I ain't got no, who am I? I'm not with Denzel. What in the world is going on here? And what you don't know is those celebrities get it for free. I mean, I'm not Halle Berry out here. What in the world? Paying $15,000, but that's their job. Their job is to get you to be wanting to buy it. And even with Jay-Z, remember Jay-Z lied and said he was the owner of the Nets, and we found out he owned 0.0.0.0.0. And I don't believe he owns Roc Nation. Or what's that other one? What's the other one? What's the streaming thing? Title. My personal opinion, this is just Carlotta's personal opinion, is that there are bigger things behind Jay-Z. Jay-Z wasn't, to me, Dash was a business guy. So, you know, there's a lot of things. I'm thinking, my personal opinion is, every time I look at Jay-Z, I see Live Nation. Okay? So I don't know. I'm just seeing what I see. I don't know. So to me, a lot of what we have here is white wealth putting out black mascots and making people believe that black people in America have overcome. You know, the part on the Jeffersons, remember on the part of the Jeffersons when where Florence comes in to the Jeffersons' house and she see them living in this high rise, she said, how come did nobody tell me? And she said, how come nobody didn't tell me we overcame or whatever, that little lie she said. Well, that's what the celebrities are there to do, to put out the idea that black wealth in America exists and is lavish. But that's just not true. Black American wealth is not, it's less than a small percentage that have black American wealth. It is a shame what has happened to black America since slavery. And what one of the things I love that Yvette Carnell and Antonio Moore are really good at talking about is talking about the idea of understanding that you have to do politics. You have to understand politics. And celebrity tried to teach you that you didn't have to understand politics, right? You didn't, or, you know, just be a Democrat, vote it out, whatever, you know what I'm saying? But it's so much more. And so it is very interesting what we're seeing now. I'm sure that we'll see more. I had a friend tell me years ago, and even my grandparents, I knew this because my grandparents used to tell me all about record companies and how they used to do and stuff like that. So I knew, like, cause I remember when I was a kid, I saw there's this group I used to love, and I said, oh, they got Ferrari. And my grandma said, girl, that ain't nothing but they money they give them for a recruitment. She said, I ain't got enough hits yet to have that. But they idea, and I said, why do they do that? She said, to make you think they got it, right, to make you buy into it, right? And I had a friend tell me years ago, they were saying the celebrities that you see that's all tied up and tied in, it looks like they get the bigger paychecks, and they do. But they also are tied in the most and are owned the most. Say the ones that really got that do good or tend to do good is the ones who are not as tied in. Like, you know, with publicity and, you know, you digging like, whoa, you know, like huge, they should be huge or whatever, and they not, yeah. Because everything costs, you know what I'm saying? So it's just a very interesting thing that all this time, you know, and then a lot of black celebrity in the last several years has tried to make black people feel like that it's something wrong with you. No, it's something wrong with them. They in a lot of bad deals and faking it till they make it. Okay, so, you know, this is a part of the money thing in America anyway, okay? So it's just very interesting. People were thinking Diddy had $1 billion. People thought he owned Ciroc. What the company say? He had only invested, I think allegedly, I'm not sure, don't quote me on this, it was only $1,000. Like, he was literally a glorified brand manager. And here's the thing, you know, black people exploiting other black people, pretending and being the face of black capital, I mean white capital, making black people think you own something. The thing is that's so sad about it is black America would have supported you, ADOS would have supported you, if you had just told us, even if you was a brand manager. You know what I'm saying? But they just, exploitation. And I heard that he has had, people are saying, the rumors out here is that he sold his shares of Revolt to Rich Laut, who is a Liberian, who is from Liberia, from Africa. Now, black people, when they tell you it's black-owned, like Essence is black-owned, yes, but by Africans. Okay, so here's what I'll say to this, and this is no offense to my African brothers and sisters from the diaspora who's listening. Love y'all. It's no offense to y'all. But black people in America, we have to judge our movement by what has happened to us in America. And you are not a reflection of how black America moves. You're not a reflection of that for us. And what our history is being. So we have to, so when they try to put you up as, oh, look at here, here's a black man in America who owns Essence magazine. But it's not a black American man. Slavery happened here in America, chattel slavery happened in America to black Americans. Black Americans are fighting to see how far they've come. Where have they come from? And so we can't, so we have no, so with them putting up black people saying, oh, it's black owned, it kind of erases how we're really doing in America as a people. You don't really get to see how black people, it's just like if we were over in Nigeria and black people was owning all the major corporations, and black Americans was over there owning all the major corporations and publishing, and they telling us, oh, this black person owns, y'all be upset, because you'd be like, well, what does Nigerians own? Is any Nigerians own anything? That's what we looking like over here, because what's happening is black people are not only dealing with the influx of globalism and having to fight from a back place of slavery. We having to catch up from slavery because we're 400 years into slavery, free labor, having to catch up, being thrown out there where black, our ancestors were given nothing and having to literally try to catch up. So now we have to deal also with people masking themselves, looking like us, pretending to the world that we're doing better and we're not. It's a part of the decadent veil to me, too. It's celebrity, too. Okay, celebrities are part of that, too. So we have to have a picture that shows people what the wealth gap and what racism and slavery has done to black people in America that makes it hard for black people to own corporations or to own black Americans, okay, or when black Americans struggle with their corporations or struggle with this, everything can be answered by what has happened to us in America and slavery. It's not all of it, but it's a lot of it, okay? It's not all of it. We got to do some self-reflection, too. We do some self-shit, sabotaging shit, too. But for the most part, and obviously our self-sabotaging stuff is how we have politically moved, okay? So very interesting. I thought that was interesting about Diddy, okay? Let's see. Okay, when we get back, we're going to talk about Lizzo calling it quits up in here, child, and we're going to talk about Beyonce. I'm going to finally let y'all know how I feel about Beyonce, child, and this country album, and then we're going to get to 50 Cent and a whole lot more. It's the CC Show. Let me give y'all, wait, what's the song we're going to listen to? Okay, because, you know, do I have it up? I'll be ready to give y'all a song, and I don't know if I have, I'll be like, do I have it up? I have to even look and see. Okay. Okay, so, I don't think I have it up. Okay, y'all, it's going to be a minute here, just a second. You know, I'll be slow. Sometimes it happens like this. All right, let me find y'all something to play. Okay, because we're doing, yeah, I found it. Okay, because we, you know, it's Maxwell going on his serenade tour. We're going to start off with Ascension. All right, one of his favorite songs. Even though today he had an April Fool's joke saying he was going to play This Woman's Work, like was going to be the whole concert thing. It was like he's just going to be playing. It's an April Fool's joke he posted on all his social medias saying that the track list was going to be at the concert for the serenade tour. Was going to be This Woman's Work all the way through. He wasn't going to do anything different. I was like, yeah, and I would be there fouling my nails. Because I'm over This Woman's Work. But I want him to sing it for y'all because y'all asked for it so much. Okay? So we're going to listen to Maxwell Ascension. It's the CC Show. I'll be back in a moment.
the very best in government, politics, celebrity entertainment, music news, tune into the Carlotta Chatwood Show right here on Block Talk Radio.
All right, what's up, y'all? I am back on the CC Show, and we are talking hot topics. Okay, so this week, Vox came out, child, okay, about Diddy, because he's up here talking about Diddy. Okay, allegedly some more stuff. Where is my info? It's up here. Okay, allegedly some more things came out about Diddy this week and the whole, him and Young Miami and the whole thing of, you know, these court documents and stuff. This is from XXL Mag. It says that Young Miami accused in court documents of transporting pink cocaine for Diddy. Now, listen, my ass is old, so I ain't been out in the hood doing the hood loop in a long time. I don't know. I said, what in the hell is pink cocaine? Y'all up here done turn cocaine pink and snorting it? But apparently, I saw this documentary. Vice had a documentary, because, you know, I'm nosy, so I went to go. I said, let me go find out what they, what's going on. What's pink at it? Apparently, it's not cocaine. It's like some shit they mix up of different things. As a matter of fact, in Colombia, it's become one of the most expensive drugs on the market, and it's three times more than cocaine. And it's not even, and sometimes they say they may put fentanyl in it. Sometimes they don't. It's like a concoction of shit they just put together. It was so crazy that in the Vice documentary, people was making it at their house like crack. So he out here snorting pink dust, whatever it is, but they call it pink cocaine. But apparently, it's not cocaine. It's y'all wild, y'all. Listen. Fame is a whole nother game. Like, I know about the 80s and stuff like that. You know, I have, my family, you know, I have a little bit crazy thing. You know, my parents was on the wild side. So, you know, they, people tell me about, you know, what they, you know, cocaine was running rampant in the 80s, okay? But apparently it's still running rampant in Hollywood, okay? And other drugs. Apparently, it's like a, it delivers like a sort of high, like they say, ecstasy. Some people say ecstasy could be in it, but it kind of delivers like a sexual energy and stuff like that. God, isn't that crazy? It's like a psych. Some people describe it as psychedelic and stuff like that. Y'all out here doing, y'all, wow. I mean, that's a wild inch. Imagine you at the Eyes Wide Shut party. And somebody say, hey, girl, let me get you a little bit of this pink cocaine. Oh, Lord. It's wild out there. Y'all wild. And Young Miami, listen here. This is not good for you. It says on Monday, March 25th, Lil Rod amended the lawsuit he filed against Diddy in February. He added an additional 25 pages of information to the lengthy filing, according to court documents. So what he did was, and I've seen this, I've been watching it on the lead authority, lead lawyer. He's been breaking it down. And one of the things, I guess, he accused a lot of people of being at these parties and facilitating these parties who are big time, that, you know, people behind the scenes in entertainment, executives and stuff like that. Their lawyers fired off documents saying, hey, you need to take them out. You don't have no proof of this. This is not true or whatever. And then they start threatening the lawyer in it and told him he needed to amend this thing. He had so many days. But instead, he added more information, okay, which people are saying is not good. So there's a lot of craziness going on. But it says, Lil Rod goes into more detail about Diddy's alleged love for pink cocaine, a combination of ecstasy and cocaine. Now, that is not what the Vice documentary said. They said they don't know what that shit is. It's made up of a number of drugs, synthetic drugs, okay? And sometimes it does not have to have cocaine. It's a lot of times it does not have cocaine, usually. That's what they call it. If you got some other kind, okay, that the mogul would allegedly procure from his accused drug mule, Brendan Paul. Plaintiff and Combs Rico Enterprise were rehearsing for something in the Water Festival in Virginia, the court filing reads. Plaintiff Jones personally witnessed Mr. Combs do a few lines of coke in his dressing room. Defendant Sean Combs wanted Tucci, but Brendan forgot it. So defendant Christian Corum called Young Miami, who then bought it on the private jet from Miami. Wow, that's a cross state lines, girl. I'm drinking, y'all. Talk to y'all. He's going to try to put, they're going to try to put some charges and Mark Kelly stuff on him. If this goes to a grand jury or something, the Lord, because the feds must got something cooking, because they, the way they raided his house, okay? Very interesting. So a part of this lawsuit was named 50's baby mama, too. Okay? Now, apparently 50 Cent's baby mama has been one of Diddy's, on Diddy's, you know, girl payroll, you know. Now, they said Diddy was up here. And I used to laugh and joke with y'all about the $250,000 allegedly he was supposed to give a Young Miami. I said, well, shit, and she's bringing drugs across the state lines. That's why he's giving her all that money. But apparently Young Miami confronted this rumor on her page the other day. And they said she was like he wasn't doing it, okay? And I didn't think so, but listen, okay? It was worth it. It's a good, makes a funny tale. But listen, I would be asking for $250. You got me distributing drugs across, bringing you drugs across state lines. But this, according to Daily Mail, says 50 Cent is seeking sole custody of his and ex-Daphne Joy's son, 11, after she is named as Diddy's sex worker in a $30 million lawsuit filed against the rapper. Now, she and Young Miami are being called his sex worker. Now, this little petty cancer, 50 Cent, has been, you know, he's a cancer, he's petty, so he's been out trolling this woman everywhere, calling her a little sex worker. I didn't know he was a sex worker. See, he's really pissed because she went over there with Diddy, but we were going to talk about that in a minute. 50 Cent is seeking sole custody of his and ex-Daphne Joy's son, Al Catherine. He said Joy 37 dated 50, 48 between 2011 and 2012 and shared son Sire with him. Now, if you know about the history of this, she was with him during the time when he was kind of dogging, allegedly, you know, his oldest son who looks just like him and her and his mother. Okay, and she wasn't saying nothing. It was all good, but now the tables are turned on you. Okay, and you know, he wouldn't want to see, look how life changed, boy, life can change on your ass, okay? But it says, 50 Cent told DailyMail.com in a statement, the disturbing allegations in the sworn pleading recently filed in a case course related to Daphne Joy, the mother of my child, has required me to take all necessary legal actions to protect my son's fire. Okay. Regarding Joy's Instagram post in which she slammed him as an absent father and accused him of raping and physically abusing her. Yes, she did. The most recent false and baseless accusation by Daphne Joy are clearly in response to my decision to seek sole custody of my son. My son's sire is my main priority, and keeping him safe in a safe environment is my only focus at this time. Okay. Joy shared a cryptic social media post amid the legal drama on Wednesday, posted a scenic snap hiking caption, thank you, God, for your love. Okay, so 50, listen. Okay, says the social media star was also seen working out in the gym as the drama unfolded. This comes after 50 Cent responded to the bombshell claims that the mother of his son is a sex worker name. 50 Cent's real name, Curtis Jackson, posted on X, formerly Twitter, on Wednesday, right, I didn't know you was a sex worker, side eye emoji, you little sex worker, yo, this shit is a movie, okay? That's why he's been trolling Diddy so hard, because, you know, listen, you women, let me just say something, okay? Daphne, this was messy, okay? I know y'all do this in the celebrity world. I talked about this last week, how celebrities love to pass around the same coochie. I don't know what's going on with that. I don't know if it's some sort of sick fetish y'all got where y'all like to all mess with the same women, the same men. It's kind of weird. It's like, I don't know if y'all feel like y'all having, like, an orgy with one person. I don't know what it is, but celebrity people love to pass around. It could be like same people. Like definitely, like I would have felt some sort of way, you know, being that I've been with 50, I done had a kid with him. And if he's friends with, all right, being with another peer of his that kind of close or he does business with, yeah. I've just been like, because I know that cancer, you should know definitely that cancer was going to get petty, okay? It's like Kanye, Gemini's cancer, they petty, okay? Petty. The two of the most petty signs. Now, people say, what about Scorpio? No, Scorpios will just get revenge on your ass. We ain't got time. We'll be petty, but we don't need revenge. And we really mad. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You're going to be like, all right, I got you. And you'll never see yourself. But the cancers, they're going to go hard. The next sign I said is Gemini. Gemini does that too. Gemini will troll you. They will energetically lurk you and energetically give you the cold shoulder. On the astral plane, Gemini's is wild. I mean, that's what I say. Gemini's, like, I know Kanye is just effing with Kim from time to time. Remember how he used to just F with her after they broke up? He's just acting a fool. I have yet to see with especially Gemini Mills, when they break up with two people, they a lot of times they use social media as a weapon. It's crazy. So it's a Cancers and Geminis. I mean, if you want some pettiness, those two will give it to you. When you do something that pisses them off, okay, they will give it to you all day long, okay? It will be what is irritating about those two signs is not, it's just because, like, like, 50 is doing Daphne. You little sex worker and threatening to take her kid, they'll just troll you. They just keep messing, kicking you while you're down, right? That's them. And Geminis are more like a little gnat just swirling around. You try to sweep it. They keep buzzing, your face just won't go away. Whenever those two just have that kind of energy, okay? Just my personal opinion, all right? So it is, I know that, and that's why he is trolling Diddy. That's why he's been saying, I'm going to do a documentary on Diddy and all this stuff. Because that Cancer is low-key pissed because he's out here taking his woman on vacation and, you know, messing around with, you know, one of his old women. And that shit did not sit well with 50. Okay, so that's just what's going on there, okay? Pettiness at its finest, okay? All right, so... Are we ready to talk about Beyonce, the country singer Beyonce? Y'all talking about Levi changes their name in a cheeky nod to Beyonce's new Cowboy Boy Carter album. Has fans say they're about to make them sell out. What? Who? Y'all Beyonce? Yeah, sell out what? Y'all made me. What y'all gonna sell out? Beyonce can't even sell out all shit. How y'all gonna be selling out some Levi jeans unless Jay-Z go buy a bunch of them? I still want to know what them numbers are on that $150 perfume. I ain't heard nothing about that perfume since Christmas. Beyonce, where that perfume is? You was playing around here. Who is that? Beyonce, like, what's the hair product? Beyonce's hilarious to me, okay? And she's funnier even at this country music album, okay? It ain't even country, okay? Y'all know it. So she already said it's a Beyonce album. And bitch, you got that right, okay? It is definitely a Beyonce album. It is not country. Let me tell you, Beyonce, I do like 3 to 4 songs on it. Okay? I'm going to tell you what they are. The album went on far too damn long. And I was like, oh, Lord. I had to take a break now. I just went through it again. I was like, shh. Well, I found myself doing that about 6 months in. I was like, please help me get through this. And I know you Beehive are lying. You Beehive are just out here be lying and be erratic and saying all kind of, Beyonce is the best thing ever. Show me. I've never heard it done like Beyonce. Beyonce sounds like she is doing country. When she sings country music, she sounds like she's singing karaoke, like she's reading the words. I call it country karaoke. I couldn't find the words for it. I was talking to somebody. I said, you know, it sounds like somebody reading the words. And then it came to me. I said, karaoke. And they fell out laughing. I was like, that's what it sounds like. You know, like she don't know nothing about the country. You can tell she knows nothing about country. I mean, she's country because she's from Houston, but not country country. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, not backwoods country. You know, she's living in the suburbs. They probably went to the black rodeo every now and then, stuff like that. But Matthew and all they asses and them, her daddy was one of the executives at IBM, okay? Her mama owned the salon, okay? They had some coins, okay? They was living in middle class. Remember that little funky statement Beyonce said about the Jacksons? Talking about that's comparing to the Jacksons or something like that because they had some, they was well-to-do or something. My parents didn't need to make money off of us. Girl, please, just say me. Just say me. That was another bracket they needed from me. Listen, let me just say this, okay? First of all, let me talk about the album, first of all, okay? Tell y'all what songs I did. Like, oh, goodness. Cowboy Carter. We just... I liked Blackbird. Barely, but I liked it, okay? I love Bodyguard, okay? Oh, my God. You know why I love Bodyguard? Because it reminds me of, and this is why I believe Beyonce got her shit. Like, I love her when she's like this. Like, when she's like, you know, like she in a spring, she defending, you know, you can tell she got that defending Jay-Z vibe on her. Like, they couldn't catch me. They never will. Like, she bragging, like, I'm the Bonnie to your Clyde, and I'm the baddest. Bitch, you got, that's when Beyonce's at her height. This other stuff she's doing, I don't know what she's out here playing. Okay, and then and listen, Beyonce, I give you a C for effort because it is a beautiful thing to try something new, okay? There's nothing wrong with trying something new. This, you didn't have to give us 27 songs of the bullshit, okay? I like Protector, and I like Spaghetti, okay? I think that might be it. And I like the Most Wanted song a little bit with Miley Cyrus and her. I mean, yeah, I like that probably one of the most. That's probably my top. But the reason why I love Bodyguard so much is because of Braggadocious. I love, and Spaghetti is too, but I love this kind of like Carpenter's melody kind of sound meets 80s Prince, like kind of Raspberry Beret sound. Oh. And here's what I did, Pete, okay, because, see, I know they energy thieves over there. That's just my personal opinion, okay, that Beyonce and Jay-Z are energetic thieves, okay? That's why a lot of you celebrities, you don't realize it. I be trying to tell y'all because I be trying to tell you how these people who practicing some stuff be acting moving. And you be wondering why your shit ain't popping sometimes. Listen, let me tell you why. I'll tell y'all in a minute. I'll get to that in a minute. Okay, let me get this part. Beyonce is, how can I say it? I like the sound of that song. I thought that song was good. I lost my thought. Yeah, I lost my thought. But I like the sound of that song. I thought it was really good. I don't believe Beyonce, before I go into Beyonce and how she be tricking celebrities, I'll be doing it in a minute, but I don't think Beyonce is a country singer at all. She sounds nowhere near a country singer. This ain't Texas. It's just, what is it, Texas Hold'em? it this guy in the Washington Post wrote a great review about Beyonce's country album. He was on point. Y'all hated him because he said he was kind of crap-a-doodle. And then she does a lot of stereotype kind of country stuff. Now she was able to get Willie Nelson and Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton is just excited about all that, all them coins she don't get from Jolene. But other than that, I mean, that's why she was able to get a lot of these old school country singers come over there and Grace give her ass some love about it. And I did, like, I will say I love the uniqueness of that when they like the radio show. I love certain things that was unique about the album. And hopefully she'll get her album of the year so she can quit begging ass, okay? But Taylor Swift's about to drop this album on your head. That's why you hurrying up and rushing out here. I see you, because you know Taylor Swift's coming, right? You know she's coming. And you trying to do country to try to interject and steal from her shit. I hope she can't sing that. She sing all right, yeah, but I hope she bad bust your shit when you try to do, because you really trying. I know you trying to get up Taylor Swift. But here's what I'll say else about it. Too many songs. I do like her repping the American flag, the American background. I'm feeling that. What else about Beyonce can I say about this album? The most of the album was lackluster. It wasn't that great. It wasn't Beyonce's best. A lot of times the background was more impressive to me on some of the songs than anything. It's obviously this is a ploy to get best album of the year and record of the year, song of the year, and all this stuff. You know, there's a lot I can say about what she's doing, okay? But I don't feel like ranting tonight. Maybe I do, maybe I don't. But I don't know what to say about her. They said, you know, she's going to sell 500,000. I was like, right. And who bought half, Jay-Z? Listen, let me just say this, okay? This is a bubble that is way too burst one day. And I keep telling y'all, Beyonce is a bubble. And they want her, somebody's been listening to the show, because I've been saying she's a Michael Jackson without the Thriller. And they're trying to make this lackluster album like her Thriller, which is not. And the problem is, Beyonce, you should do more. I appreciate you trying to do something different. That's a beautiful thing to try to do something different. But this wasn't that good. And that's the truth. Okay? And you come over here and you think you accidentally found a way to make it about other people. But I don't believe you going into country music is at all about other people. I think it's about you trying to get them Grammys and trying to make yourself look the best singer there is, I mean, the best, most awarded singer of this generation. I think you're also energetically stealing from them. K. Michelle, when she sent you them flowers, Beyonce sent K. Michelle some flowers this week. I mean, K. Michelle, you better be careful sniffing the flowers. I just said, I don't know K. Michelle. Somebody said, watch out for the flowers. She knew K. Michelle, you was going to put it out there. Y'all don't get it. It's like Alicia Keys. I keep trying to tell you, look at Alicia Keys. Ever since she did that song with Beyonce, she has not been bad. She's never been the same. Energetic, fevery. Okay? A lot of celebrities will put posts up of Beyonce, pictures of Beyonce. Beyonce won't put shit up with them. Okay? You know why? Because you transferred your energy to her. She don't care. She just wants the energy. She'll be nice to you at a party. Send you a private letter. Oh, thank you, such and such, for saying something nice to me. But it's all bullshit in my opinion. It's just she's an energetic. She's stealing energy. And now all these new country singers that y'all performed on that album and stuff, it was just to take out energy, to help her do her country out. Well, Beyonce's helped the country music industry. No, Beyonce's gotten a lot of publicity, and it just happened to now they doing it wrong. So they don't want it to look like, oh, Beyonce's stepping on all these country singers that's been out here forever who can really sing country head. So we got to make it look like that Beyonce's really, and this is my personal opinion, really trying to help people. That's just a bad thing. It's going to help for a minute, okay? But the truth is, this chick ain't nothing but, it's, to me, it's a more, Beyonce is like a selfish, her, not her herself, because I don't know her, but the energy of her career is a selfish, bullying, energetic, overly energetic thing. And it likes to act like it's nice, but it's really just taking. And the sad part about all of this is, Beyonce, is that if you're doing any root work and all the stuff they say you're doing, girl, it ain't, this stuff, listen, these people got to call in, they all this money they investing in this crap to say, for people to say they like it, because, you know, they paying all these shows of today's show. I know all of them, they're going to say publicity, talk about Beyonce's album this morning, talk about this and that. These are all talking points they have, okay? Girl, when the chicken hunt come home to roost, gonna be tough out here. When you could have just did it naturally by being yourself and stop trying so hard. She tried so damn hard. And it's sad to see. Everybody can't see it, but I see it. It's a insecure queen. It's sad. Meanwhile, her own artist, she put all them country artists on her she Pete Green, Chloe and Haley. So I understand why. I talked about it a little bit about she might gave up on Chloe and Haley. But listen here, Pete Green, especially Chloe. How many more years you got of this shit? Her doing self promotion and not promoting, helping you as an artist. Did she do a song with y'all ass?
Oh, Lord, I don't get it.
I don't have the energy to explain it tonight. Because I talked to somebody about it today, about the energetically, see how people use energy to transfer and take from you. I was watching something the other day, and somebody was doing a thing on one of this astrologer and stuff, and she does tarot and stuff like that. She was doing a thing on knowing when you're being energy, if you're energetically involved with a witch or a warlock, right? And she was talking about how, you know, they'll take your energy on the energy on the astral plane and stuff like that, and just try to you might wake up tired or wake up with energy that you haven't ever felt, and that's really them. And I kind of said, oh, my God, it was really good. It's very powerful. But sometimes people don't realize when people are stealing energy, transferring energy, they're a vampire. And this is one of the vampire energies in celebrity world is Beyonce and Jay-Z. I'll say it what I see, okay? And they be stealing from y'all all the time. I mean, they little tour. They had all y'all celebrities out there that tour. Child. Y'all learn. Y'all learn when, out of a sudden, when you try to do something, you can't do it no more. You find yourself like, you went to the something, and then you find, like, if you go to somebody's thing or something, and then and there's no reciprocity or something, and you suddenly find yourself dragging and stuff like that, you can have really terrible energy exchange. People can be usurping your energy. They can be eating off of you, but they won't return anything to you. It is what it is, for real. Okay. And it's sometimes hard to be getting back that energy. So that's just my personal opinion. This album was not that great. I don't think it was good at that good at all. I like 3 to 4 songs on it. I love Bodyguard. I believe Beyonce's in her bag on Bodyguard. I think out of country songs sound karaoke-ish. And Beyonce sounds nothing like a country singer. But I do like that Beyonce, here's the things I do like. She tried something different. Good for you. Red, White, and Blue. even though I think Beyonce, like I said, she's trying something different because Beyonce is trying to stay up there. She's doing everything. It's apparent that somebody needs something, a cash grab or something right now, because I mean, I done seen perfume go on sale. I done seen hair stuff going on sale. Hey, now Cowboy has child. She out here. And now people say, how can she, what you talking about, Carlotta? Beyonce had one of the biggest tours on the planet. Yeah, it was a lot of overhead in that. See, that's what y'all don't understand. It's a lot of money going around, okay? You don't know what she's looking. Diddy, I just told y'all the story about Diddy, who's supposed to be a billionaire. Mortgage to the hilt. And that's what I failed to mention about Jay-Z's endeavors with 40-40 Club. At one time, it was alleged out here that people at 40-40 Club wasn't getting paid and stuff like that a couple of years ago. Or how he was selling out, he was doing his own liquor sell off and trying to sell liquor companies and stuff too. Fire, seemed like fire sales was going on over there. See, y'all don't know, this is what I'm talking about. Trying to make people think y'all they billionaires. Maybe they are, maybe they ain't. I just say it's a bunch of hogwash, and a lot of it sometimes is meant to just keep you paying attention. And I'm so over Beyonce and the sales and all this stuff that I just, you know, at this point I'm just like, there's nothing for me to say. I'm not even energetically that excited about talking to about the album because I feel as if that this is point, it is what it is. It's just that this is, it is what it is. Like, I noticed on Billboard Awards, it was, SZA has been on the charts like 23 weeks. And I talked about this. I said, SZA didn't come out here and clean up. She won a lot of iHeart Awards tonight, which was good. But SZA has been doing stuff that nobody has done in a long time. Are they running around talking about SZA like they're talking about Beyonce? Who barely, she cracked the country chart here and there, but that other album didn't do. It's crazy. She came around in and she sucked out the room tonight for a special award. Got some sort of special award tonight. Just stepping out on the other people's stuff. It's just ridiculous. And you know, it's just a big publicity run. So there's nothing else I have to say. Beehive, you know how I feel about your queen. I think she's insecure. I feel sad for her sometimes. Sometimes I feel happy for her. Sometimes I feel sad. This is one where I feel sad for her because the album's not that great. But a lot of y'all out here lying in the press, lying and saying it is. It's not. It's just not. But obviously, y'all understand Beyonce. I ain't gonna rain on your parade, your money grab parade, because obviously, somebody needs some checks out here. Okay. You know, get your money, Beyonce. Do what you got to do, sis. Lizzo says she is quitting. She's tired of y'all asses talking about her. She's tired, and she's tired, and she's tired, okay? Lizzo says, I'm tired of y'all. Who's mean when I talk about it? Lizzo declares, I quit in new messages. I didn't sign up for this shit. Yes, you did. You're part of the entertainment business. Did you not know this was going to be part of it? Okay, we'll get to that in a moment, Lizzo. Let's go. Lizzo took to social media, and this is from Billboard.com, on Friday afternoon, March 29th. Now, I bet her ass ain't going to listen. Don't put out another album now. You said you quit, so I'm expecting to see you at a local donut shop or a local coffee shop or a local club or somewhere soon, okay, that you didn't quit the industry. She says, look, Lizzo took to social media on Friday afternoon to share an emotional-driven statement. I'm getting tired of putting up with being dragged by everyone in my life and on the internet, she wrote against an orange and yellow background. All I want is to make music and make people happy and help the world be a little better than how I found it. But I'm starting to feel like the world doesn't want me in it. She continued, I'm constantly up against lies being told about me for clout and views, being the butt of the joke every single time because of how I look. My character being picked apart by people who don't know me and disrespecting my name. I didn't sign up for this shit. I quit, okay? BioWare has reached out to Lizzo's team to confirm the validity of the statement. The About Damn Time singer has been under scrutiny over the past year. She's been involved with a harassment lawsuit by three of the special singer's former dancers in August 2023. The lawsuit filed in Los Angeles by dancer Ariana Davis, Crystal Williams, and Noel Rodriguez accuses Lizzo and her Big Girl touring of a wide range of legal wrongdoing, including dozens of pages of detailed allegations. Okay. Let me just say this, okay? I understand that, and I empathize, because I don't know what that's like, but I can empathize that when you suddenly become famous, how jolting that is, how off-center that is, because it's really worship. It's a kind of a worship that happens, and it isn't meant for humans to be. My personal opinion is humans aren't meant to be worshipped, so you have to have some kind of power or source to put that back on. And I say you have to put that back on the Lord. You know, you ain't meant for that. You know what I'm saying? You're here to give of yourself and to deliver your gifts as a vessel of God, right? And you give him the glory for what you do and how you do it and everything like that. But it's very hard because when everything is so centered around you and that kind of business promotes like a kind of a narcissistic vibe, okay? And to me, every entertainer has to have a little, like, not, you don't have to be all the way, but you have to have a little bit of narcissism. Just a smidge, okay? All humans do have it, okay? But as an entertainer, I think you have to be in touch with it. Just a smidge, okay, right? You say narcissism, you're like, oh, that's that. No, a sense of, we all can be narcissistic at times about overly looking at ourselves, overly wanting attention to ourselves and stuff like that. To me, one of the things you see constantly for entertainers, even when they're young, even when they meet, you constantly see the need for validation from an audience. A validation from, now as you grow in it, that should change. You should want validation from, get your validation from God, and it transfers, the audience, you know, love of you transfers, you know, to back to God or something like that. You have to learn how to change that energy. But to me, God, that gift comes with the need to be an entertainer. That gift comes with first a very big focus on self, you know what I'm saying? Very Leo energy, like, you know. But I would say that young people, you know, it looks fun, it looks all of that to be in the entertainment industry, but it comes with its own set of things, its own set of shit, being famous and stuff, okay? So remember the entertainment, Lizzo, when she says, all I want to do is make music and make people happy and help the world be a little better than how I found it. Okay, you can do that at the local donut shop in your part of the world. You can do that at the little club, making people happy and stuff like that. But when you get in the music business, it's a whole nother story. It's a business where music is distributed. Now, the exchange is that we're going to give you the world has an audience, okay? But now that comes with some shit. Now you said you want to make the world a happy place. Well, when you make people happy, what happens? People attach you. People love you. They care about you and stuff like that. If they didn't care about you, they wouldn't be talking about your ass. That's part of the exchange of the industry. The industry asks you to give up your privacy, not all the way, your sense of private self and become a public figure. You still have a private self, but you give up. You know that to be in the music business, that part of it may require, it usually requires you giving up your private image. still have that private image, private, but you becoming a public figure. And with being a public figure comes some shit. Okay, if people talking about you, if people I don't like what you wore today. You know what I'm saying? I don't like that country album. Like I said, it comes with a lot of stuff, okay? But it's part of that business. It's part of selling you. In order to make people happy for you to do all that, there's an exchange that goes on. Everything in life got a price. It's true. I'm trying to tell you, y'all, everything in life, if you, tonight, if Lizzo said tonight, hey, I'm really going to stop singing. I'm really going to start singing at the local club. That's going to come with a price. Even singing at the local clubs and stuff come with a price. You still have a local fan base. But maybe you do better in those, that's it. And maybe fame is not good for you. So fame ain't for everybody. There's a lot of people that's famous that was meant to be a doctor or a nurse somewhere. But there's some people that's famous that was meant to be at the nerve being a nurse. It's somebody right now in the action world can't act or shit, but he's a big time movie star. And they really supposed to be helping somebody teach or something somewhere. All right, so a lot of people who out there who got great singing voices, they're really great singers and stuff, but they were never meant to be a part of the recording industry. You might have been meant to teach music or do something in your church or do something in your synagogue or locally and all that stuff, but you never was meant to get in that industry because you can't handle it, you don't like it. You're like, and it's already, listen, I hear, you know, I know the music industry is a terrible, fucked up, you know, situation, okay, because I've heard all kind of crap, okay? But there are people who are anointed to deal with that. You got to ask God, what does God put on you, the grace that God gives you to be and what you need to be in? And if you can quit it that easily, that's why I question, do you got the grace? Everybody feels like quitting something, you know what I'm saying, even what they have the grace and anointing for. But if you can write real quick on a thing and say, I just quit peace and all this stuff, okay, then maybe it ain't for you. Just because you can sing don't mean you're supposed to be recorded. I can sing. You know what I'm saying? People can sing all the time. It's a lot of people. You can sing anywhere. See, I can sing out here if I wanted to. Y'all can tune in every night, and I just put on some music and start singing if I want to. Right, I have family who sings. My whole family, my uncle has a little band that he performs with around local areas from time to time. He can write, he can sing everything. Okay, my mother sings in church. Used to sing in church all the time with her husband and stuff like that. They're here and there. Okay, back in the day, my grandparents sang for years. Different settings all around, different places and stuff like that, gospel. Okay? I was singing locally around places, okay? Yeah, you can sing, but it's the music industry for you. All right? See, there's a lot of ways, places you can sing. The question that you need to ask yourself in that place was, should I be recording? And all the shit that comes from recording. Okay. And what is the price I am willing to pay on both ends? If I don't record, what's the price I'm willing to pay? Because there comes a price. Even if you're meant to be a recording singer and you don't, there are people right now who can sing their asses off working somewhere at a I used to work at Crown. I told this story on here before. When I used to work at this place in Hallmark, and they have a mall. I used to be one of the heads of their customer service, and one of the and then we used to have this dude. Is a black guy. This black dude could sing his ass off. He would come singing every day down the hallway. I'm talking about. He must have been about. late 40s. I mean, you talking about one of the most beautiful falsettos. He would sing. He probably could sing this woman's work and run. No offense, Maxwell, but give Maxwell a run for his fucking money, okay? This is one of the most beautiful falsettos ever heard. And I remember one day, me and him, we talked. And I said, wow. You know, and we became friends. I told him, wow, man, you sing so beautifully. Why aren't you, like, why didn't you do something with it? He said, well, and listen, you could tell he was supposed to be a star. So you could tell the way he was looking, walking around the damn, you know what I'm saying? Just he had a flair about him. Just everything said a star, right? You know, even as an older dude. Just had a look. He said, I was in this group. And he said, you know, we was getting ready to sign contracts and all this stuff and everything like that. He said, something happened, some sort of betrayal or something like that. He never got over it. And that's why this man was not using that wonderful ass gift. He was running around crowns and things. Now, he was entertaining all of us. But what he was doing, and he was going to work as a cook somewhere. I'm like, but you could see that this man was not a cook. Like, he's a fucking singer. Now, his price, the price he paid is he said, hey, I'm going to sing up here in these Crown Center Street. But, you know, because that, to me, he wasn't supposed to be no cook. I'm like, I said to him, you don't have to give up. On your singing thing, I done got too old now. I said, hell, I said, nah, they got background singers. They got all kind of stuff you can do out here in the streets. You ain't necessarily, maybe you ain't got to be the front yet, or maybe you could do jazz, or maybe you could do, you ain't got to, I mean, come on. I don't know what happened to the dude, okay? But those are the type of people who probably, he probably should have been in entertainment, but he let that one little fucking thing take him out. Now, there are some of you people out there who is in the music business who know you wake up every day and you say, this is some bullshit I got to do. I got to go out here on this motherfucker. That don't mean you're going to get tired of tours because people do touring and stuff, okay? But you get out here, but for the most part, you know, people love what they do, okay? But you waking up every day talking about this is some bullshit. You got to drink to get through the damn show. You got to drink to sign a fucking contract. You got to do all this, and you can't handle, some of you done had to turn your booties up, and you can't handle what you done had to do for a contract and all this stuff. You should question why you there. Because you haven't been able to handle the entities that have created your business. So do you really belong in the music industry, even if you've been successful at it? Some of you hate it. I mean, some of you just say, I'd rather teach a music class. Okay, well, then maybe that's what you're asking. Maybe you should step away from the music industry and teach a music class. Because here's the thing. They gonna, part of the music business is this. Yes, we're going to record you. Yes, we're going to distribute you around the world and everything. But here's what you got to give up. You got to give up being private, a private citizen. Hey, every chance we going to get, we going to sell you to the public. If that means selling you as a sex symbol, if that means selling your ass has this and that, I mean, you have to talk about your private life or whatever the fuck it takes. Okay? Now, you ain't got to do it all. You got to say, hey, you might have to have a price. You might have to say, hey, I'm only willing to go so far. That's why a lot of people, you know, in this industry, people say, all the time, oh, damn, he could have been way more famous. I wonder why he ain't trying to be like, because some people don't want all that. Some people are like, yeah, they don't want all the Beyonce special. You know what I'm saying? There's a big-ass trade for that. Or I not to compare Michael Jackson to Beyonce because she ain't nowhere in the building, but most people don't want the Michael Jackson special. You know, they like, damn, nah, damn, man. I mean, Michael Jackson, everywhere he went, They was chasing them down. I just want to see, you know, go on tour a couple cities or stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? They can distribute my music. I ain't got to be real famous. I put out these albums, you know, every so often. You ain't got to put a lot of money behind them. You ain't got to tote me around and just buy 10 Grammys for me, okay? Okay, I just want to see you get a couple hits out here. Just record a minute. You know, that's some people. You got to see what level you're supposed to be on, okay? Everybody don't want to be Jay-Z and Beyonce's ass. Shit, Diddy's ass with your house mortgage 10 times. Woohoo! Some people say, you know what? Well, you can tell when people changing over, they going over, you know, they biting the apple to more fame. You can always tell when it's about to be a real big fame run for somebody. No, you can't. I can tell this, the things have changed for Fantasia. No, let's talk about it. Like, for her, I can tell little things have changed. I'm like, shit, Fantasia, really, she got to do this shit. You know what I'm saying? You can tell she started dressing differently and stuff. The fame is about to run for it. Now, I don't know what level it's going to run for her on. I think she only wants so much, you know what I'm saying? But I could tell things have changed with Color Purple. And there is a price. When they sit down and about to push you, they let you know they about to push you. That's it. They say, hey, this album going to be, you're going to push this out. So we need you to be out here on tour. And we need you to be stopping by all these big-time singing outlets, all these big-time places. We need you to come by iHeart tonight. We need you to do all kind of shit, okay? Because we putting the money behind you, so you about to go on the way. Hey, you want to be a pop star? Oh, we going to be really, then we going to really run your ass out. See, this is the stuff you got to ask yourself, do you want? Yeah, it's a price for everything. What is it? It's a thing that says when in the Bible where it says consider the cost before you build the house, consider the cost. And then there's this other thing in the Bible that's one of my favorite scriptures that says that unless the Lord builds the house, he that labors in vain. If you're laboring for nothing, unless God builds your house, unless you have a sense of purpose that is from God, unless you have a sense of this and that, you just laboring in vain. So that's why you want to know, you always got to ask yourself, what is the price for these things? Lizzo didn't realize. Lizzo was like, whoa, this is too much. See, at first, Lizzo, when they was telling you you was body consciousness, and they was promoting you out here, you didn't understand what they was exactly doing. You know, they try to put you out here. I'm going to just try to tell you the truth. I'm going to try to say it as nicely and kindly as I can. They try to make you a fat Beyonce, right? And Lizzo was telling, listen, no, Lizzo wasn't no punk. Lizzo had, let me tell you something, Lizzo, that tour, everything, Lizzo was doing some shit. Lizzo was getting pretty big out in the pop world, okay? Now, Lizzo. Here's another thing that comes with fame, okay? And I'm not saying you was out here messing up and stuff like this, but you got to have some growing pains. You got to have a sense of under-character growth. This is your time. You're having character growth in that business. There is character because now you got to realize how to treat your employees because you're going to have people that's going to work for you in that kind of industry and sometimes betray you. I mean, you're lucky if you don't, okay? You're lucky if you don't have no motherfucker to work for you and come out here and talking about, you were smoking crack. They're like, child, they come out here and say, hey, you're smoking crack in here. Every day I saw him saying that. Because people do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, especially where there's fame and money and everything can be got. And so you have to have, this is where you're experiencing in the in industry is a sense of growing pains that comes with being in that industry. Now, I'm not saying them girls is lying. They might be telling the truth. And if they are telling the truth, then you need to be sitting down saying, damn, perhaps I need to be better at how I treat people. And it's a new day, I think, coming for the entertainment industry, because most of the time in the entertainment industry, you have been the, like, I remember I always used to say the worst customer service I've ever seen is the entertainment industry. I mean, they don't give a fuck because they figure, like, everybody want to be famous. Everybody want to be on TV. You don't give a fuck. You can, like, I went to one of these shows, one of them talk shows or something out there. I mean, the shit was rude. I mean, I was like, look at this shit. They got people standing outside. It was hot outside. It was crazy. In fact, like, they didn't give a fuck. They knew everybody wanted to be in that show. They don't give a fuck how we treat y'all. Why? Because everybody want to be up in here on TV. Right? Right? But that is... that is partly why the entertainment industry is getting the I don't know, say karma, but you can't say that they're getting right now. Because they have been so, I mean, they haven't had a sense, it's not a lot of room for gratitude, kindness to your customer, kindness to your customer base. As a matter of fact, most celebrities, not all, but a lot of celebrities act like that fans is just a part of the deal. I mean, y'all, Beehive, I really don't understand y'all, because that bitch don't come on with nothing but the steel hair product. Hi, I got some Ozzy Putt. I got some new shampoo I want to sell y'all. Wait a minute, here's a... I got a such a thing. She don't say she mutes, that she going to start talking now. She mutes the whole other time. Unless she going to get an award and her mute. That's why she did the mute challenge, that she mute. And y'all be acting like she just put a picture up. Y'all be like, oh, baby, she didn't say, how y'all doing today? Hey, love, how are y'all? I'm so thankful for y'all. Thank you. Thank you for all you do for me. Thank you, Beehive. Just being Beehive. She don't say shit. She just come out and take pictures. But that's the kind of rude shit people... the entertainment industry breeds it. And so sometimes I think it makes it's the product it has, whoever the person is, like a Lizzo or something. Sometimes people can get into the arrogance and stuff of all of that and not realize, like, fuck, yeah, you know, I ain't got to have all this shit. People ain't got to be coming to these concerts. People ain't got to buy my shit, especially in the digital day, man. People don't got to buy this shit. People ain't got to come out to my concert. And so you don't understand. You thinking you in something a lot of times because you're just so talented and so good, but you don't understand that the role that grace plays in. Like, you know how many fat girls is out here that can sing and do what Lizzo do? A lot of them. There's a lot of fat girls out here, but they happen to find your fat ass somewhere and made you a star, a flute playing star. There's a sense of gratitude because there's so much talent in the world. No, I ain't trying to be mean. I ain't saying, look how fat ass it is, what it is. I'm just trying to talk what's about. You know what I mean? Seeing fat girls it is in the industry right now that ain't got the love that Lizzo done got, so she talking shit. Let's talk about them. Who's a singing ass right now? What's her name? What's the girl's name? She kind of wild. She was missing last year. Kelly Price. Jill Scott. Girl, they ain't crossed over like you done crossed over. You know, I love me some Jill, but they ain't crossed over like they ain't deal what you did. But see, there's a sense of You know what I'm saying? You're not understanding. You're not having a sense of gratitude for how powerful it is that you, your little one self, out of all these talented-ass people in the world, made your way into the business. Now, if you quit, I ain't mad at you. If that's what you're supposed to do. But if you're out here asking for a bunch of attention and shit, then you need to come, you need to sit and reevaluate and see the and have some gratitude. Just like I'm saying, you can't be angry sometimes, and you can't be frustrated, and you can get everybody get. But when you think of what you was able to do, man, that's deep. That's deep. And her ungrateful ass, I'm Christian. Peace. Like that means you don't understand the power of what you did. You only seeing yourself as a product or something like that. You're not seeing, there's, in my personal opinion, and I could be wrong, there is, you're not seeing the gratitude, the grace, no, the grace in how you got there. And I don't mean you don't have pressure. I love, you know, one of my favorite artists to listen to talk. She said, I'm just grateful. Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton is always one of the women. Like they was talking about one time the women was complaining on Steel Magnolia's set about how hot it was. One of the actresses was saying that and said they looked at Dolly, said, Dolly, aren't you hot and stuff? And she said, listen, I remember when I didn't have no money and I didn't have this, that. I'm just grateful to be here on this set today. Like, shit. That don't mean you get taken advantage of or stuff like that. Gratitude isn't a road to be taken advantage of. But it's understanding. I mean, like, you let people cheat you and all that stuff and all that. I'm not saying that. Or let's put you on a bad set and mishandle you and all that. But I'm saying she understood, like, listen, I ain't got time to complain because I remember when I had no money. I remember when I wasn't here. And I'm just happy to be on the set today. And so I think that's what happens a lot of times in the what's happening now in the entertainment business is a lot of these entertainers are not understanding or seeing the grace, privilege, and the, and I know with all this crazy stuff that you have to share your gift with the world. Now, I mean, you let people take advantage of you. I mean, you let people mistreat you. I don't let people, many people you mishandle. But once you understand how hard it is to do what you've done, if you've had any kind of hit album, you know what I mean? People who done tried to sing and done an album, right? Now, you know how many years, like I always talk about Victoria Monet. You know how many years Victoria Monet been out here doing music and writing for other people? And y'all just discovered that. Put that on my mama, on my hood, or whatever. They claim on, they got like a whole body of work behind it, but it took years. But y'all didn't discover her ass. There's other ones. You know how many other ones that's out here that ain't got up yet? They ain't got to the party? They think they making records every day, making songs every day, hoping they get a best artist singer, hoping they get where Lizzo's ass is. It's been 10, 15 years. And she's frustrated because somebody's talking about her ass, because somebody done sued her or your ass. Okay, that's part of being the success shit. People do all kind of shit, trying to knock you out of the game. But if they can knock you out, that means you ain't meant for you. So go sit your ass down somewhere and go sing at that coffee shop or the local donut shop and have a good time. Yeah, what time is it, Chad? She done frustrated me, Chad. She don't want to. I want to quit. So she said, I'm like, oh, Aerie, I want to quit. Aerie be saying that every 10 minutes, too. That made me mad out here. And I understand it. Crazy. Okay, Louisiana State University lost tonight, too, which I wasn't surprised, but Caitlin Clark in here. And they talking about, you know, Angel Reese has been getting so much criticism. I like Angel Reese, okay? Because let me tell you what I think about Angel Reese. I think she made some mistakes early, like, you know, back last year when she, you know, And I don't think it was a mistake. I think she was speaking her mind when she was saying, hey, we don't got to go to the White House. Because it was wrong for Jill Biden to try to invite both things. That ain't how you do it when they win the championship. But she kind of stole that moment from them by saying, hey, we can invite both groups. And Angel Reese was one that spoke out about it. What I love about Angel Reese is that she is a tough, even though Angel kowtowed to the White House, because I know she was getting pressure from the school and everything, but Angel is a tough competitor. What I like about her, she be on that court, she can dish it, or she can take, okay? And I think people ain't seen nothing like her a little bit. And so it may, and she's, you know, she's in her femininity bag. Oh, that's what make her mad too. You know what I'm saying? Not only is Angel Reese, even though they lost tonight, not only is she in her femininity bag, but she's also in her, her tough girl bag too. She speaks out for us and she defends herself. So tonight when I heard her talk, I felt so a little sad for her. They talked to her, but this is emotional. Have Flo J. Johnson, LSU star Angel Reese gets emotional. Has Flo J. Johnson defends her from critics. So, and a lot of critics get upset because, you know, she talks, but men do it all the time in football games and basketball games. Y'all better get over it. That's part of her brand. Leave Angel alone. Hey. So, let me just out here.
Got confidence to go be a dog, stand next to a dog every day. And, you know, just to see how the media ridicule her, went through our problems. But, like, this is my sister right here. And I'm so proud of her. Like, the media, y'all, how they like to twist and call it a villain and all of that, y'all don't know Angel, bro. And I'm just happy that I get to play with her. I get to be around her presence. Her energy is different. Like, she just make me a better player. She make me a better player, and that's what great players do. Everybody can have their opinion on Angel Reese, but y'all don't know her. Like, y'all don't know Angel Reese. I know Angel Reese. I know the real Angel Reese. And the person I see every day is a strong person. She's a caring, loving person, bro. The crown she wears is heavy, bro. She's the type of teammate that's going to make you believe in yourself. The belief that I took from my freshman to sophomore year, Angel gave me that confidence to go be a dog, playing next to a dog every day. And, you know, just to see how the media ridicule her, went through our
And they did that on purpose because they have a darling, which is Caitlin Clark. And Caitlin Clark is a balling player. But they play these games, okay? And they don't like when there's a black girl who not only is in her femininity bag like this girl is, because Angel's beautiful, but not only is she in her femininity bag, but she's in her ball bag, okay? And she, when she's out on the court, she's rat. Hey, she's tough. You know, it's so sad what they kind of done to her, but I knew they was gonna come at her harder when she didn't stand 10 toes down on that thing, and they probably still would have came at her. You know, sometimes you have to decide. There is a thing that comes, and I was listening to somebody this week, and I can't remember who I was listening to. But then it comes, Angel, and I think Angel is struggling with this. There comes a time when you have to decide whether how can I explain it? When you have that tough stance about you, when you're a person who speaks out for injustice, you can tell she's the defender, but she's also the defender of the team. You can just tell she's outspoken. She says what she thinks. It's not crazy outspoken. It makes sense what she said, a lot of things and stuff like that. But also understand that so Angel's that, but you have to understand that there comes a time when you have to decide if you're going to be what society wants you to be are you going to honor that a voice that is maybe not always what the public wants from you, but it honors who God made you, and it may put you in trouble at times, and people might not like you at times. Now, I always say, when I say tough stuff or I say something, I say, oh, Lord, what if people, what they get, you know, get more people get, hear this show or something like that, they're going to be, he will be very angry. But, you know, here's what I say to that, is I always remember that people with, I remember in the Bible, not to compare myself to the prophets, but just to take some idea from them and how they handled it. They never, prophets were never accepted. People hated them. They hated when they came through with truth. And so sometimes you got to decide in your life, are you going to honor the prophetic voice inside of you? If it's God-given. Even if it's God-given, sometimes that prophetic voice can put you in places that are tough, where people may not, you may not be the it girl at the party. You may not get, if you're the person who speaks out in the music industry against certain things, you may not get invited to the parties, or you may not get the Grammys and stuff like that because you speak out, but you know that it's something that God wants you to do. There's a line sometimes you have to decide what you're going to be. And I think that's where Angel's at right now. She's trying to decide, Do I acquiesce myself to who they want me to be, or do I acquiesce myself to this natural, tough person that God has created me to be, that's giving me a voice, learn how to use that voice in the most powerful way. Make sure, you know, oh, you know, using it out of just being angry, but using it in the most powerful way. She's being young. She's trying to figure that out now. And let's tell you something, sometimes you're going to be the villain when you're a truth teller. It is what it is. Or they're going to consider you the villain because you ruined their fantasy. Okay? So, you know, much love to the young lady. She's talking about how she's been vilified, sexualized this last year. So many things that she feels like they've done to her. Since she won last year the Final Four tournament, and this year, you know, they lost to Iowa, but that, I mean, I think there is you know, that she's at that point now, and that's just for y'all out there. Anybody here out there who's listening to my sound of my voice, sometimes it's not always easy to stand for justice. I remember I heard somebody this week, a particular news reporter, I think, or something, and she was talking, they were talking about P. Diddy or something like that. Something was going on with P. Diddy, and a lot of people want to come out now with their stories and stuff like that, and she was saying, if I had told that story in 95, and I like this person a lot, but, you know, I disagree with her vehemently when she said, if I had told this story in 95, then what? I said, well, you may have been the one that could have stopped him if he was a sexual predator or a crazy person. Maybe you was the one that could have stopped him. And, you know, but sometimes everybody's too afraid for their career. So if you made that decision 100 years ago to be afraid for your shit, don't say nothing then. That's how I feel. That's just my personal opinion. I like this person. Well, I'm like, my personal opinion is don't have no fucking Diddy stories now if you didn't stand up, because it's some chick who did stand up to his monkey ass. And they probably didn't get that. Before them standing up, they might not have got the business opportunities and all kind of things they should have done. That's not like a lot of women in the entertainment business when they slept with somebody that doesn't say, I just didn't say nothing. I'm like, well, fuck. Your punk ass was a part of the system, too, because there is some women who did speak up and didn't put their career first, but said, hey, I'm going to be an advocate for people. And people say, well, that wasn't a smart thing to do. Yeah, but it might have been the God thing to do. Well, they didn't have no career and stuff. Maybe not. But that means they weren't supposed to be there. So I don't like it when people don't be coming up and they don't speak up for it. Like they try to say, oh, I'm not going to, you know, I don't want to ruffle no feathers and stuff like that. If you make that choice, and there are times when you should make a choice, if you make that choice, don't let me hear you 20 years from now come out and say, see, back day, I remember I didn't want to be around him because, you know, I knew what he was like. It just sounds ridiculous. It sounds like you cowered and you punked out and nobody else and these other people did. Now I understand that's hard, but just say that's what you did. I'm mad. I can understand the decision. But let's not sit here and try to make, you know, now we want to, since it's kick Diddy in the ass day, now you want to kick him even more in the day. Okay? Bullshit. I supposed to get off early with y'all tonight. See, I done got up here playing and giving speech. Okay, it's time for me to go. I think that was it of my stories. We're getting out early tonight, y'all. We are getting out early. Listen, what was I going to tell y'all? Is there something else I need to tell y'all? I think I got it all. Okay, listen, you guys, if you don't hear the show or something for sometimes if I miss a week or a couple weeks, I've said this before, please feel free to go back and listen to the archive shows. I had somebody tell me the other day they was listening to one of the Michael Jackson shows. I was rolling. I said, you calf. I said, where you get that Michael Jackson? You listen to the Michael Jackson show? That was back in the day now. Oh, my God. But if I listen to that now, I'd be so, oh, wow. It was very different, okay? But, yeah, so thank y'all for listening to the archive shows. Know that you can go back and listen to those when I'm not on, or I go back and listen to some, and definitely enjoy it, okay? I am out. Y'all have a wonderful rest of your week. Enjoy April. I'm sure April's going to be so beautiful. Okay, and nothing but blessings for y'all for the first week of April. I'm out. We're going to leave out with, let's see, I don't know. Let's leave out with Q-Tip getting filed. I'll see y'all. Bye. And let me say this now because I'm not coming back on, okay? If you're listening to the sound of my voice, you are listening to the archive show. Shout out to my archive listeners, okay? Make sure you guys hit me up on the Carlotta Chatwood Facebook page. You can hit me up on the Chatwood Show and Carlotta72 on Twitter. And on Instagram, it's Carly_Galaxy. On Instagram and on Facebook, you can send me messages, okay? And y'all do, okay? So you can send me messages that way if you have something to say about the show or something you like to hear or you like to be on the show or whatever. You have some product or something you want to talk to me about, feel free to hit up or just say hi. That's fine, okay? Carlotta Chatwood Facebook page and Carly_Galaxy. You can also hit me up on TikTok at Keisha Carlotta and on whatever Threads. I don't know what Threads is. I guess you get the link over there on Instagram, okay? I'm out. I will see y'all. We leave it out with, what did I say we leave it out with? I don't forgot the song. What up? I don't forget what song I had up for y'all. Get involved, Q-Tip. Okay, I'm out. See y'all. Bye. Have a good one.
Yo, he wanna get involved with you, it's the SA-DIQ. Yo, he wanna get involved with you, it's the SA-DIQ. Yo, he wanna get involved with you, it's the SA-DIQ. Yo, he wanna get involved with you.
your thing. We in the belly, so we might as well play. The way you shine, shorty, you the shit.